Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schock. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
I've really enjoyed our topics we've touched on.
They've been all over, but it's been good. Good information.
A lot of good information. And just FYI, so if you didn't check out what we've touched on at the beginning of the week, you can always catch us on demand now at WGGC.com. And then just select from that screen, gets the Scoop Radio Show, and you can get the previous radio segments that we've done this week.
So that's right. Because not everybody wants to get up at 5 a.m.
I understand that, and there's also the subscribe button there in case you want to be notified of other future
radio segments. There you go.
So you can still be in touch with what Chris and I are both covering each and every weekday morning. Now, Chris, I'm really excited about this topic because
I'm going to see how you segue from that statement.
Well, here's the reason why. I am one of those non-hunters.
Okay.
And you've got today safety tips for both the hunter and the non-hunter.
That's right.
And deer season is right upon us.
It's right around the corner.
When's the daylight?
Starts next weekend, I believe, okay. if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so this time of year, I kind of dread just because of the time, you know, it's dark when you wake up, it's dark
right.
when you
get home. Time change is Sunday, right?
Right.
Okay.
So anyway, I know deer season is right upon us, but, you know, talk to us about specific tips that we can have for both the hunter and the non-hunter.
All right. First of all, you brought up a good point, and before I walk away from it, we usually talk about this. What do we do every year? What do we do twice a year when we change the time? What do we need to do in our home? Do you remember?
Set our clocks back.
We need to set our clocks back, and we need to check something safety-wise. Okay. Change your batteries and our smoke alarms, carbon monoxide detectors.
Yes.
Detectors.
I knew what you meant.
And double-check our fire extinguishers. So when we spring forward, when we fall back, change those batteries. Okay?
It's a good way to remember.
A great way to remember. So let's do that. And I forgot to talk about that. We're going to talk about some safety tips. Mm-hmm. Again, for that hunter, non-hunter.
Combo.
You know, it's right around the corner. Okay? So hunters, they know the safety rules, okay? Now, they're just like hunters or just like farmers, because sometimes they're the same people. But we need to be reminded of things from time to time, right? Okay? Probably the number one thing that we need to be reminded of this time of the year is tree stand safety. You know, if we're going to be up in that tree stand, we need to be secure ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
When we get up there with some kind of approved securing device, okay?
I like how you said approved securing.
Well, tying yourself to the tree with a grass string probably is not going to cut the riffle, okay?
No,
all right, so
no. That
way, save that grass string, all right, and use it to bring your pack and stuff up. Don't try to climb up into the tree stand with your gun, especially your gun loaded, with your pack and all that happy stuff, okay? Use that grass string to pull that stuff up a little bit later, all right? So that's one thing. Second thing, the big ones, right? The big ones. We don't want to treat every firearm like it's loaded, all right? We want to only point at things we plan to shoot at, you know, that type of deal. Keep your finger off the trigger. We call it indexing. Keep that finger indexed at any time unless you're ready to shoot, okay? And then a big thing. We've got these big high-powered rifles that we use, okay? And I like my rifles as much as anybody. But you need to be aware of your target, okay? You need to be aware of what's beyond your target. So that's a big thing. Now, if you're a non-hunter, okay, so if you're going to journey out into the woods during hunting season, she's shaking her head. No, all right.
I mean, that would be cause for concern.
Well, you know, don't wear your brown pajamas with the deer antlers on the top of them, okay? All right?
Chris, I don't have any of those, so we don't have to worry. But
okay,
still,
all right, well, that's okay.
That's pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious. But listen, if we are going to be out in the woods, all right, these folks really look forward to hunting, all right, and regardless of what your opinion is on it, they look forward to hunting just the way you may look forward to something else. So we don't want to be distractive of that, okay? Let's keep our pets, if we're out in, especially public lands, on a leash. We're supposed to anyway, all right? But let's dress appropriately, and that means we might wear a little hunter's orange as well, okay, all right? I'm saying we don't want to wear brown duck coveralls and a camouflage cap.
Yes.
Okay, because we're going to blend in. So we all want to work, together on this. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up is let's be real careful on the roads. The deer are out moving. The rut's going on kind of deal. So we're seeing a lot more deer moving. We see a lot more deer hit. Let's be really careful. Let's slow down at night, okay, a little bit, and pay attention. Let's get through this deer season unscathed.
That's right. That's right. Chris, thanks for all that information today. And make sure you come back with us tomorrow because Chris has got a campfire venison burger that sounds really, really good. So you'll want to make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big thank you and a shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.